In this track, I'd like to help you understand, or to simply remember again, what is really happening for you in those moments in your life where you strongly overreact to your child or to another close person to you. Everybody has these times when their anger erupts and sends them out of balance, and often causes them to act from this anger in ways that they later regret, causing them perhaps embarrassment or shame, lowering their self-esteem. Perhaps these moments have caused you to lose confidence in yourself. Perhaps they have created ruptures in close relationships. Perhaps they have caused you to lose trust and faith in yourself. So why do we sometimes overreact with such force? Where does this force come from? Why can't we better control, and why perhaps has it been so much worse since being a parent? Why do I lose my patience with this child who is so precious to me, who is totally dependent on my love and understanding, on my patience and my mature guidance? These are questions I want to help you explore. When rage erupts in response to situations that are not actually, in that moment, a real-life emergency, then generally it is because of some painful, unresolved emotions from the past that have just been triggered. Your body has, in these times, shifted into top speed. The trauma response is activated. You're in fight, flight, or freeze mode, and there's a powerful urge to be physical. You may feel very overwhelmed. Your body at these times has a physiological need to take action, to escape, to fight back. Your body is in emergency mode. All systems are activated. You're seeing red. You want to take action, but what you really need to do is to stop. You need to put on the brakes. And don't do it, and don't say it. Don't do that thing that you would regret. Don't speak those words that will hurt so much. What you need to do is to take your awareness back into your body. You need to focus on your breathing, to come back to how you're feeling. The part of your brain, the brainstem, has taken over. When fight flight is activated, you're in a dysregulated state. It's not a place where logic and justice reign. It's not easy to relate to another person's perspective when we are in this state. These are qualities, these are abilities that happen from a different place in the brain. It's the most basic and primal part of yourself that has taken the driver's seat at this time. But your mind needs to let your body know that all is okay, that everything is going to be okay, that it's not an emergency. You need to return to a basic primal sense of being safe. And you need to create that experience for yourself. Indeed, acting from this place can seriously threaten the safety of ourselves and others. We may attack, speak, or act from the anger. We may then get attacked back, and the anger can escalate. It's very difficult and it's very painful. The journey of healing yourself and your family is the journey of returning back to being regulated, bringing calm and soothing, bringing support to the dysregulated trauma response in the brain and your nervous system. Many of us were totally bombarded with aggression as children, spoken to and treated harshly, or at least in ways that lacked the sensitivity that children so need. This is overwhelming for young children. This would have been overwhelming for you as a child. Being bombarded with these aggressive messages, combined with the lack of warmth and support, leads to a lot of unresolved anger from unmet needs. Anger and frustration that wasn't listened to, that wasn't understood in the way that you needed it to be understood, with compassion, with empathy. Leads to grief that wasn't held, fear and terror that didn't receive comfort and holding. How do children cope with not getting the help that they really need? How do they cope with swallowing hurts, angers, grief, disappointments that needed expression? We develop coping mechanisms, defense mechanisms that allowed you as a child to lock away, to compartmentalize these strong feelings. They got packed away in different boxes in your brain and your body. But time, unfortunately, does not heal all. The body has an urge, a need to bring release to all that was unreleased, to make sense of that which you couldn't make sense of as a child, to bring resolution to all that was left unresolved. These boxes erupt when we re-experience something in our present day that feels very similar. You may have grown to be an adult believing that you'd moved on from whatever unmet needs that cut so deep as a child. And I'm sure you have moved on in many, many ways. But then you became a parent and you re-entered into the intensely emotional world of the child again. Children are emotional beings. Your baby's screams stirred something deep within you. Some painful memories that perhaps your conscious mind couldn't connect to. Your toddler's powerful assertion of their essential developmental need to say no, to assert their rights, their anguish and torment at times when they needed to venture out and yet were so scared of the rupture, the conflict that could ensue. Their need to individuate from you, to be separate and independent, but still attached and dependent. Each stage, each of these developmental stages, touch on and stir deep emotions within us. As a parent, you feel what your child feels, yet there is often huge conflict for the parent in feeling these feelings. Often you don't want to feel them because they make you feel like a child yourself. They make you feel overwhelmed. It brings you in contact with the pain of unmet needs for connection, for support. The process of birth for a mother or father, of bringing a child into the world, brings so much change on every level. Change that's forced upon you. You're forced to adapt to this new version of your world, to this new self-image. This process of change is nature's process of initiation that shakes us and cracks all those defense mechanisms that were previously so embedded and solid. It cracks open the walls around your heart, allowing love and grief to pour out, often simultaneously. So many needs and emotions pulling in opposite directions. The need to attach and the need to be free. The need to give and the need to hold back. And yet again, at this time of such high needs in your life, when you have a little child, or all the many different stages of your child's development, often at these big times, parents again discover that the support that they need to help them process all these changes is often very scarce or perhaps even non-existent. You crave for a strong outer shell of support to hold your family together in this vulnerable process of change. You crave to be able to fall apart at those times and to survive that change. These huge changes that every parent, every family faces are all a huge challenge to keep up with in a healthy way, to grow and to strengthen through, to rebuild in a new and a better way every time, each time your world falls apart. This is the process of evolution. It is largely a process also of re-parenting yourself, of transforming the critical voice in your head to one of support and listening and caring. As each old box of unresolved pain erupts within you, you are called to respond to these feelings within you with acceptance, to respond in a supportive way, to respond by listening deeply to yourself, by caring for yourself, by allowing the natural healing process to occur, by not fighting yourself. You are called to receive from you all that you didn't receive, but that you needed as a child, to receive from you authentic attention, support, self-validation of your deep feelings. When you as a parent give this to yourself, give yourself this caring, this listening, you will again feel that you are deserving of having these basic needs met. The more authentic care and support that we receive, the more we gain a model to respond in a more caring way to ourselves. We gain the feeling for it. And the more we respond in a more caring way towards ourselves, the more empowered we are to seek the support that we need from others, leading to authentic bonds with others, with ourselves and our children. And you move into the upward spiral of growth and evolution, giving to yourself, receiving from others, having a fuller heart and having more to give. And the more you give, the better you feel. So the next time that you're feeling very, very, very angry and out of balance and out of sorts, remember that it may well be some unresolved childhood pain that is being triggered within you. Remembering that you're not a bad person, but you are a good person doing your best. That you are a hurt person who is in need of empathy and care and support. Remember to take the time to listen to yourself, to be with yourself, to think about how you can gain the support that you need. In remembering this, in listening to yourself, you again bring yourself back to peace. You again regain balance, peace, and equilibrium in your world, in your relationship with yourself, that flows on to your relationship with your children or your partner or your friends.